98.8 FM.
Online.
And on digital.
BBC Radio Jersey.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Chris Rayner. The headlines: a Jersey couple who were in the resort where a gunman killed 38 people say there was no information about what was happening. Four staff at Guernsey Airport will return to work tomorrow after being affected by fumes from damaged landing gear. And competitors will be welcome at a Jersey nightclub after being turned away for wearing Island Games team tracksuits.
In the international news, the attack on holidaymakers in Tunisia has really dominated the news headlines away from the islands. The UK Prime Minister has said Britain will show unshakable resolve in dealing with Islamist extremism after it emerged that at least 30 British tourists were killed in Friday's attack on a Tunisian beach resort. 38 people died when a Tunisian student with links to Islamic State opened fire on holidaymakers. A couple from Jersey who were on holiday in the same resort flew home to the Channel Islands last night. Wayne and Stephanie Andrea were returning to their hotel room with their two-year-old son when the shooting started. At first, they thought it was entertainment laid on by the hotel staff, as they explained to Alex Watson.
It was approximately around 12 o'clock on the Friday. Myself and my wife, we were just at the hotel pool, and we got the little one out of the pool just because it was time for lunch. So we thought we'd go up to the room, get him changed, get his nappy changed, etc., etc. And so as we started to walk away from the pool area up towards the hotel room, we sort of just glanced back and heard some what sounds like firecrackers, but we didn't really think anything of it at the time because the animation team are quite loud and joyful, and they tend to do some pranks, so we didn't really think much of it. But in the next minute, literally 20 seconds after, there was people coming off the beach. And I said to Steph, I said, what's going on? What's all these people coming off the beach for? We don't really, what's happening? And I thought, well, maybe it's just a big jellyfish or something that's been put onto the beach and it's not safe for them, so we'll come off. So we went up to the room anyway, got the little one changed, and as we came down for lunch, everyone was in the hotel room, everyone had been taken off the beach, and there was a man there who we got contact with, but Steph went and spoke to him and just said, oh, what's happened on the beach, what's happened? And he said, oh, there's terrorists on the beach. So Steph came back and said to me, there's terrorists on the beach, terrorists. And I said, don't be stupid, we're not near terrorists. And then as it transpired, it actually was terrorists on the beach, and everyone had been told to come in, and we had to stay down for lockdown.
We were locked in the hotel, we weren't allowed to leave, but we weren't really being told any more information at that point. There was just managers and tour reps running around everywhere, and people were just really panicking and trying to get through to their families to say, you know, that we were okay, that we were safe, but we weren't really being told any more information at that point.
So what was your first point of call for finding stuff out?
When we were sitting in the restaurant, that's when we didn't know any fatalities, we didn't know there was anybody that was injured, and we just heard that the firecrackers, what we thought was firecrackers effectively, was actually a shooting, and two hotels down was there's been people shot, but to what severity we didn't know at that point. And then it was basically
all over
the news, and that's when really what we knew how close we were to what had happened two hotels down.
And there was helicopters flying back and forth, because at that point we didn't realise that there was another gunman that hadn't been found, and that they were trying to find him. So at that point there was police, army and helicopters everywhere trying to find him.
In terms of any help that you got, was any support or advice given to you from the British consulate from Jersey?
Nothing at all.
We never saw a rep. Our rep wasn't anywhere to be seen. The only way we found out information was through other people's reps, as they were there making sure that their passengers were okay, that there was anything they can do, and that's the only way we knew what was happening and sticking to advice that they were saying.
All our information pretty much came from other residents through their tour operators. Actually for us, we were pretty much left stranded without any information. I had an email Which I didn't really log on to on holidays. It's not something that I want to do. And just that day, I decided to check, and there was an email just saying, "Oh, we know you're closed. Are you okay?" That was the only
information we had.
There was nothing else.
So you got not very much help at all from Cosmos then?
Absolutely nothing. Nothing was offered to us. Nothing. There was no help provided. I had to actually contact them to ask them what we were to do, because at 1:30 that morning, Thompson and First Choice were being flown out of the country. So I contacted them to see what was happening with us, and they were more concerned that we were asking for our money back, when actually I was asking, are we safe? Are we being flown home? You know, I had a 2-year-old son, and we were just frightened. We were really scared.
So in terms of you being out on holiday with your little one, what do you think it was like for him? Was he aware of what was going on?
No, I think, to be fair, we're quite lucky with that, because he's only two, that we tried to keep everything as normal for him as much as we could. We didn't want to frighten him in any way necessary. So with the support from people that we met over there, we basically just kept him entertained, put him in the pool still, against advice, but we couldn't keep him at 40-degree heat locked in a room. So, you know, it was a choice we made, but we wanted to make it as easy for him as possible. I don't think he'd have any recollection of it for sure, so, you know, he'll be all right. But as a couple, I was looking over our shoulders, weren't we?
Yeah, it was so frightening, really frightening.
That's Wayne and Stephanie Andrea there from Jersey talking about just how close they were to the Tunisian beach attack.